Hari Om. So we're here again at Shraman Ashramam with Swami Shantananda and other devotees of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. And Swamiji is going to just speak on whatever he likes, but I'd like to pose, to set the tone, a story, which is very sobering. There was a great mystic in the East who said to his disciples when they asked him, "What is man's destiny?" And the great master said, "The destiny of man is this, that man is in the back of a wagon, being carried alone, without a driver, by two horses. And the horses know the way, and it's the way to the gallows, and how they gallop, how they run toward that end. And the name of the two horses are day and night." So that's man's destiny, but what man should be doing is possibly the subject of this satsang. While we are being carried on, how should we occupy our remembrance? Where should we be placing our awareness?
Yes. It's a very important question from the point of view of spiritual practice. Where should we place our remembrance? And how to have that remembrance? And why should we have that remembrance? The point is this. We are all having a lot of good and bad in our life. And often enough people see the intensity of sufferings and distress and unhappiness predominate over the intensity of the good things that we have.
Yes.
So, how to get rid of it? When you've got a beautiful world, a world which runs under a good system. See, the mango tree always gives mangoes. It never forgets, and one day it doesn't give a human child. Similarly, the coconut tree always gives the coconut tree and doesn't give a mango fruit one day. The sun works from morning to evening. This has been described, how systematic it is, how there is a controller. It has been described in the Upanishads. Bhishas matmata pavate bhesho deti surya bhishas madindascha agnischa. The Surya comes every day and goes back at the correct time every day. He doesn't say, see, when we are all in the office, suddenly we take leave saying that my mother is ill, my father is ill in 10 days. If the Lord Surya is to take some leave and get out, what would be our fate for 10 days? No amount of electrical companies, no electrical electricity will do. For a few hours, you know how much it costs. Neither can you afford it, nor can they afford it. So much of electricity is not being produced. We will be in trouble. So the Indra, Agni, Yama, everybody is afraid of the Supreme Being, the Supreme Controller. You may call the Supreme Controller as Krishna or as the Divine Mother. As you like, give any name you like. And so it is that controller who is controlling the lives of all. Otherwise, if we were to be so careful, if we were to be so intelligent, with all our intelligence we fail. Suddenly one day you are sitting in your chair, your legs and mouth and hands get paralyzed. No amount of medication removes it. Why? Why has it happened? And how can you avoid it? What is the insurance system by which you can avoid such calamities which come without any prior notice? And inconceivable calamities, how they befall you suddenly. Well, you are going to attend the marriage of your own daughter with the entire family. We are traveling. We are talking of the marriage to come after tomorrow, which is to be performed in Paris. Lo, the plane catches fire and the entire family goes to eternity. Within a second, they don't have time to think even. Why? Was your intelligence of a while? Was all your influence and connection with all the idea of police and all that, was it of a while? You were a good friend of the President of India as well as the Prime Minister, was it of any a while? Nothing of this can be of a while at that time, except the name of God. He is our only protector. And He is always ready to protect you. But among thousands of children, the mother is busy cooking for feeding the children. The child, which calls the mother, when the mother doesn't come, it falls down and shouts and screams at the topmost voice. And it is kicking at the heels. The mother leaves everything and comes back to see what is the matter, and she takes the child. So that is what you have to do. You cannot say, oh, father knows it, the mother knows it, they will all do it. No. One of the 6 points of surrender, it has been defined in a book called the Arhabhutna Samhita. The one is, Rakshishati the Vishwasaha. One of them is, have faith. I'll call on the Lord. He has the capacity to protect me and a willingness to protect me. He is only too willing to protect me. He will protect me. Have that faith. It is not enough. Yes, you will come and rescue me. Rakshane varanam tatha. There are 6 aspects in a surrender. The second aspect is, you call Him. You select Him. Oh Lord, come and help me. Lord Krishna was the friend of all the Pandavas. The Pandavas were all famous for their prowess and valor. And all the 5 were standing by the side of Krishna. Suddenly, the daughter-in-law of Arjuna, whose husband has died, Abhimanyu, who has died in the war, she comes. Bhima, he's also her father-in-law only. He's standing there with his gada. Yeah, man who can kill 20,000 elephants in tries. She doesn't seek His help. There is Arjuna, which has gone to her own father-in-law, the real father-in-law. He is there, who is famous. With his arrows, he can straight away put holes through all the 3 worlds. He was so famous, she never approached him. She straight away came to Krishna and said, you alone can save me. This world, everybody can cause the death of somebody else. So nobody can believe anybody. Nobody is trustworthy. Lord, you are the only most reliable and trustworthy companion. And you are the only protector. Pahi Pahi Mahayogin. You know all the yoga. You know how to protect me. In my womb there is a child. Ashwatthama, who is an enemy of all the Pandavas, he has let off that Brahmastra. It is a remote control. It has been aimed at destroying the future progeny of the Pandus, so that nobody should be left alive in that family. So it is coming to destroy the only progeny which is going to be. So Lord, help me. Nanyanta dabhayam pashe. I do not see a single chap who is capable of protecting me excepting you. Like that. With an ananya bhava. Ananya bhava means he is the sole protector. I take refuge in him solely. Lord, you alone can help me. You can take his name and he is there to help you. Similarly, your great Maharshi called Durvasa, famous for his ire and anger. He goes with 100 people when the Pandavas were in exile. He says, I demand food for all of us. Where to go? Because while in exile, due to the grace of the Lord, they got a small vessel in which they get sufficient for their needs. Yes, if anybody comes during that time, they can also get. The last to take is Draupadi, the wife of all the Pandavas. The moment she finishes for that day, not one drop of water, not one morsel of food can come out of it. There is a time when he has gone. He was deputed by Duryodhana to tease and torture the Pandavas in some way or other. Draupadi cries, Lord, save me, otherwise this fellow will curse me. The Lord appears before her. She has that faith, she called on him. So long as you feel that something else is her support, he won't come. It has to be an Ananya Bhava, nothing else, nothing else. You alone are my refuge. It is told, in order to insult Draupadi, when she was brought before the assembly of the Kauravas, her husbands were helpless. They already sold her out by keeping her as a stake in the play of dice. They can't help her. They come and they try to unrobe her openly in the assembly in order to insult her. Till the last minute, she is holding one end of her sari with her tooth and then calling Gopala, Govinda. He says, so long as she thinks she can have a support with her teeth catching the end of the sari, I am not concerned. Finally, in despair, she left it. Lord, I got nobody but you. He becomes the sari for that lady. An infinite sari. The man tries to unfold it and derobe it. It goes on growing forever. Whatever comes from the infinite is infinity. And that is how the name of the Lord alone has been sufficient. We have heard of a story of Ajamila. He was a fallen priest. One day when he was going, he just saw a low-caste fellow enjoying with a prostitute. The moment he saw, all his priesthood left him. All his culture of a Brahmin left him. Only lust alone remained. That is why one should avoid such sights. One should avoid the company of such people. Kusanga, the bad company, is very, very dangerous. It can catch you in a second. It is the most infectious and contagious disease in the entire world. Worse than the AIDS. And he was living with her. He got 10 children out of her. He used to go and beat his parents and bring all the money and serve the prostitute. She was living like his housewife. He left off his wife and children. He was living with her. By the Lord's will, the 10th son was called Narayana. He was yet a small boy, 4 years of age. And he was playing. And again, by the grace of God, see how the grace of the Lord comes. It comes uncalled, unwanted, undemanded. It comes by itself. Otherwise, why should he be rescued? Lord said, no. One day as a priest, he had taken my name. See the effect of it comes now. When he was in the danger of death, he suddenly sees two messengers of death, black in color, carrying the lasso with which they will take away the soul. He was afraid. Again, this is due to the grace. He may not even be aware and get an angina and the man gone. But the Lord said, yes, I'll give him a chance. Let him see the messenger of God. Let him take the Lord's name at least then. Even then, he doesn't take the name of God. What he does when he knows that his death is near, his son is playing with some of the children, that lost one, Narayana, along with other children. At the last minute, he wants to look at him. He wants to embrace him before he dies. In that state of emotion, the last moment, he calls Narayana, Narayana. He meant his boy. Lord said, he has taken my name. It could be he meant to have intended it. Whether unintentional or not, he has taken my name. My name has to have its effect. It is as good as me. Nobody can be addressed without a name. A handle is required. The handle for the Lord is his name. Narayana, Govinda, Madhava, Shiva, Mahadev. So these are all the names. How the names come? The names have themselves got the potency. The entire energy is there. As I told on other day, If you call Ram, Ra is Agnibija, the seed of fire. The fire burns away all the vasanas, all the latent tendencies of the past, the conditioning of the past, which are responsible for all your actions in this birth, most of them unwanted and unrighteous. They're all coming because of this tendency of yours. You have got the freedom to avoid them, but you have been a slave to them from birth to birth, so you never exercise that freedom. You become a slave to those tendencies and you do those actions. What can save you at that time is only the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord contains all the antidotes which prevent you from recognizing the Lord, because of which you are subject to dangers and calamities unprecedented and uncontemplated earlier. So then, when it takes the name, simultaneously it doesn't take a second longer. There are four messengers from the Lord, all dressed as Lord Narayana himself. Chaturbhujaha, Shankachakra Gadayudhaha. They are all wearing all the weapons, fully equipped, while the messengers of death, they came in all their competence. Oh, who is going to prevent us? With only a lasso in their hand, while these people are carrying their full armory. And they prevented them from touching and taking away his soul. And this fellow is looking at this drama. They said, you are the police force, I agree. Dharma Raja, who is meeting out the dharma according to the law. Right? But do you know the law? Yes. Where is the law prescribed? Veda pranihito dharmo, dharmasya prabharichyuta. The entire thing has been told in the Vedas. We have studied it. You forgot to study one amendment which came ultimately. Sir, what is the amendment? The amendment it says, he may have done the worst papa in the world. He may be the worst sinner in the world. Sri Raja Guru Hanta Syat. He might have done murder of a lady, helpless lady. Regicide, he might have killed a king. And Brahmahatya, he might have killed a Brahmin or a cow. You think of the worst sinner, the moment he has taken those four names, the four words, na, ra, ya, na, he is not entitled to go to the hell. He is entitled to be by the side of the Lord. This is the amendment which you have forgotten to study. The entire law says you go according to the law. The case goes on in the court for a long time. Ultimately, judges, they go to the entire law, the evidence which has come, interpret the evidences in terms of the law, and they give a judgment. The man is to be hanged until death, a week from tomorrow. That's not the last. There is a codicil to the law, which says he has got the freedom to appeal to the President of India. That's called the mercy petition. But the President may or may not sanction, he has got discretion. Lord's mercy, there is no discretion with it. Indiscriminately, everybody is entitled for it. There is a mercy without limit. There is a mercy without condition. An unconditional, infinite mercy which covers all. Nobody is beyond it. And that is the effect of the name of the Lord. The moment you take that name, it brings the very Lord himself to you. You go to the railway station, you want to search for a gentleman, Mr. Martin, who was to arrive by the train. Hundreds have got down. You don't know who is Martin. You have not seen. But you are supposed to receive him. Shout from one side, Martin, Martin. Some fellow from your corner will raise his hand. Here is Martin. If you had no name, hey, who? Everybody will be turning except Martin. So a name is essential. And the name of the Lord is more potent, as I said. It is made up of syllables from which the rays of energies emanate. The rays of energies which can eliminate the vasanas, which can eliminate those factors which hide the Lord from you, who is so near to you. And they can make you see the Lord face to face. That's the effect of the name.
Swamiji, the danger I perceive with some people hearing this that don't have proper guidance but take this as the truth, they might say, well, if Ajamila took the name of God once, I can take the name of God and pray, and then I'll live my life without sadhana, without repetition, without the understanding that they themselves are not Ajamila, who did, no doubt, untold sadhana in past lives.
See, look here. Even to take the name, unless you have done sadhana, the name will not come to you at the appropriate time. See, there is a chap who never believed in God. And his neighbor was a very godly man. This agnostic or this atheistic fellow, he was on his deathbed. His neighbor, in all his compassion, thought, before he dies, let him take the name of God once at least. It will purify him to some extent. It may perhaps prevent him from going to hell. And he may have another birth where there will be a base for his sadhana. So he went to him. He was half in coma, but he recognized his neighbor. He called his first son. He came before him. He said, my friend, do you recognize this gentleman? Yes, he is my first son, Stalin. Oh, good. He called the second son. Do you recognize him? Yes, he is my second son. His name is Lenin. The third boy's name was Narayana. So he called the third boy, now he will take the name. But he said, he is my last son, he never pronounced the name, he died. He had not done enough sadhana at any time, even to get the name of God, which could have perhaps saved him to a large extent at the time. So, when we think that Ajamila has done this much, we do not know what is done in his previous births. Ajamila had done, even before, in this very birth itself, in the early days, he had been doing puja, he had been chanting the Vedas, he had been very good. It was a moment of lust which made him forget all the things. It was the effort of that sadhana which stood him in good stead, and he was able to call on the Lord. There is a story of a big elephant king. He went to play along with his entire retinue of wife and children, hundreds of the elephants, baby elephants, wife elephants. They all went and they were all enjoying in a big river, taking the water and pouring on themselves and others. Suddenly he was caught by a big crocodile. The crocodile tried to draw him inside, deep inside the river. Others couldn't help. They tried to lift him through their trunks, but that crocodile was so strong that none of these people's help could be availed to extricate him from this danger. At that time, after having fought for thousands of years with it, and neither was able to make any progress, sometimes it drew him inside, sometimes this drew him outside. Suddenly, the elephant began to take the name of the Lord and began to pray to him. How suddenly? How did it happen? How could an elephant remember? Even men find it difficult to remember. It was because it is written there, Jajapaparamam japyam praagjanmanyanushikshitam. In the previous birth he was a king and he was daily doing his puja. He remembered all the names of the Lord, Madhava, Govinda, the source of all. So he began to call him the source of all. And the Lord appeared and saved him. And see, Lord's methods are so beautiful. It cried. It was a devotee earlier. It was saved. But the crocodile which caught him was also saved. Because Lord said, it's a crocodile which caught hold of the foot of my devotee. So it is a servant of my devotee. He only catches hold of the feet. And he first cut off its head, and it was going towards the heaven. It thanked the Lord and it went to the heavens. So thus, Vinamsi exercises compassion on the person who chants his name. Sometimes the people around him are also saved without their knowledge. So it is helpful if you take the name, not only for you, but for many around you perhaps. That is the glory of the Lord's name.